so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee. Before we do anything else, let me kind of tell you a little bit of what's coming. In the update, I'm not going to get into anything about the PGA golf tournament, which has started, one of the big four majors, at 2:16 on the button. We will get you an update from Westwood One on what's going on. So I'll leave that to the pros. I'll stick to the amateur stuff. Here's some scores before I bring you both Terry McCormick and Jack Gentry. The scores are 0-0, 77-70, and 4-3. Now you say, who are the teams? Okay. In the NHL, Minnesota and Vancouver are underway. They're a little more than midway through the first period. Zip, zip. Sacramento leads New Orleans 77-70 at the intermission. The Grizzlies, by the way, have taken the gas. They are cooked. They've lost, what, four in a row since this thing started. They're not getting anything done. Major League Baseball, one game going on right now at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Target Field. The Twinkies lead the Pirates. Actually, that's in Pittsburgh, so let me rethink that one. PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Minnesota 4, the Buccos 3. Now, let's start off roll call by saying hello to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing good. George, how are you?
Good. Good. Now, we'll see what you think in about 5 minutes, but just right. Hang with me, okay?
Sure, will do.
Jack Gentry is in studio with us. Jack, how are you?
I'm just happy to be here, George.
Are you?
Of course.
Feeling excited to be on?
Excited, ecstatic.
Really?
Would be the right word.
Okay, well, let's see how you feel in a couple of minutes. Terry.
Yes.
I have some thoughts on yesterday's Predator game that I would like to share.
Go for it.
Seldom in sports do I believe it's fair to pin a loss on one player. However, yesterday, Matt Duchene, the GOAT. Those who saw the play in question already know where I'm headed with this. In a really tough, tight, tense game that was 1-1 in the third period, you just kind of knew, hey, whoever scores the next goal in this game, probably going to win game three and got a huge leg up in the series. Terry, would you buy that?
I certainly would buy that. I think the Predators are now in desperation mode. They've got to win two in a row or they're going home.
Well, I'm going to take this a little bit farther. The Predators actually scored the third goal of all people, Kyle Turris, who has not exactly been Wayne Gretzky during his time as a Predator, but he had a huge goal. The problem was Arizona thought, and later got confirmed, that Matt Duchene was offsides, thus no goal. What has royally pissed me off about that is the route in which Duchene went about committing this violation. He knows full well, as a veteran of a bunch of NHL seasons, what the rule is. He is sitting there right on the blue line as Roman Josi brings the puck up the ice. Duchene knows the rule. He knows there are 500 million cameras in the building. and that if he decides to not show the proper discipline and go off sides, he's going to get caught. In a game where every last piece of detail mattered, he simply didn't give a damn. And he went off sides. And he cost the Predators a win. And, you know, for a guy making the kind of money that this guy is making, this is ridiculous. First of all, his teammates ought to be pissed. John Hines, who I thought was pretty restrained in his comments afterwards about it, basically saying, we simply can't have that. Behind closed doors, the message I believe he needed to deliver to Matt Duchene last night was, big boy, you're not going to be playing on Friday because you don't give a damn. You don't care enough to do what's right for your teammates, and I'm not going to reward that. If I were John Hines, that's what I would do. Matt Duchene wouldn't see the ice tomorrow, doesn't deserve to. Didn't care enough about his teammates, even though he knew the rule, he knew exactly where he was, he just didn't give a damn. And that has me a little hacked off.
It should, because you're right, the team traded away P.K. Subban to clear cap space to bring a player like Matt Duchene in, who's supposed to impact the offense, not only on the power play, but on five-on-five even-strength situations. He has been non-existent in the playoffs. I don't know what you do, because this Preds team isn't deep enough to where you can afford, you know, whether it's moving Duchene down a line, that's fine. But pulling him out of the lineup, who do you put in? This team has four centers, and the bottom two are Bonino and Sissons. Okay, that's fine. You can put Yarncroke at center maybe, but they haven't done that a whole lot this year. I just don't – while Duchene needs to step it up, it's mandatory that he does step it up. I just don't know who you would go – or how you would go about replacing him in the lineup.
Well, I don't know, but to me – and Terry, I feel really strong about this. You know how angry I was in December when I thought this locker room completely fell apart and Peter Laviolette, you know, walked the plank forward and got fired. John Hines has inherited what appears to not be a very good locker room. I don't pretend to know what it is. It's not my job to know. It is David Poile's job to know. And he must have felt at some point that Laviolette was the problem, so he got rid of him. Hines, bless his heart, has walked in here and he's inherited whatever mess there is in this locker room. Inconsistent play, stupid play, individualistic, don't care play. I'm really down on this thing right now because, you know, they had a real shot when they went up 2-1 to take command of this series, and Matt Duchene didn't give a damn.
Wow. I mean, harsh words, but it sure sounds that way. I mean, he's got to be more aware of where he is on the ice in a critical moment like that. And, you know, to me, that may have just ruined the Preds' season. They're most likely coming home, George.
They go to game four tomorrow. By the way, did both of you see the play?
Of course.
You saw it. Mm-hmm. Terry, did you see it?
I did not, but I've heard much about it. And inexcusable.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's close, but you can see white. And the officials took virtually no time. Chris Mason on the telecast took no time in saying it's coming back. You could see enough white, you knew it. And I'm just saying, as a player in a game that mattered as much as that one, I'm pissed off. I hope the players are pissed off. But I hope some of them aim some of it at Matt Duchene and let him know your nonchalant, cavalier attitude has cost us. And I'll tell you what's probably going to happen if they don't win this series, because it's not like they're facing, you know, the Chicago Blackhawks of the little mini dynasty they had 5 years ago. This is the Arizona Coyotes. And Poile's going to probably have to step in and clean out some deadwood.
George, I'm fearful that this is the beginning of the end for the Nashville Predators championship window. I think it's closing rapidly, and I say that because you have money tied up in Ryan Ellis, Yossi, Forsberg, Arvidsson, Duchesne now, and they, I mean, while the Jofa lines played well, it's what comes after that that matters so much, and consistency with this team matters so much. I think you're going to have to get rid of Granlund. Turris is going to be put up for the expansion draft. What they do with Pecorine in terms of putting him up with the expansion draft remains to be seen. This team is not getting younger. It's getting older. And you're losing to a Arizona Coyotes team who's dysfunctional as can be. Fired their general manager 2 weeks ago. Okay, right before this whole thing, this bubble playoff situation happened. It's the team, really, there's relocation rumors with the Arizona Coyotes.
Oh, there have been for years.
This is a team you cannot lose to. And the Preds, they've made their bed, and they're about to start having to lie in it.
George, and I know you may not know, it would probably be a speculative guess, but when you point to the fact that, or the speculation that this team has had locker room issues and things like that go on pretty much from the get-go, and those apparently don't look like they've gone away with the layoff, but do you think it's just a handful of guys, or do you think it's permeated throughout?
Terry, I don't pretend to know. I also don't think that the people that are really around this every day know any more than I do. I think there's a lot of guessing going on. Who knows what level of leadership they're getting from Ryan Yossi as captain. Clearly on the ice, his leadership is tremendous. Off the ice, I think they need somebody who will crack some heads. Because the stupidity, this has been a little of how they've been all year long, and something's got to change in this.
And how bad, we have the Wild game on right now. How bad does the Mikhail Granlund trade for Kevin Fiala look now? Fiala leads the Wild in points this season. Granlund's been virtually unproductive. Watching Fiala play, he scored 2 goals in their last playoff game. I mean, that's one of Poile's worst decisions, I think.
It's the end of my rant for a little while, although we may take it back up around 2:40. Real quickly, I got about 30 seconds before we go to our PGA update. The ACC has announced some games. Now, I'm not convinced any of these ever get played, but if they do, here's one to note. Clemson at Notre Dame, November the 7th. Notre Dame, throughout the years, has taken some teams that are way better and beat them in South Bend. Just remember that one. I've got 5 seconds to tell you we are headed to Westwood One for a PGA update.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 102nd PGA Championship. This was supposed to get underway in the Bay Area about 3 months ago, but better late than never in the middle of a pandemic. Let's check the leaderboard, sponsored by Geico. Geico is now offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. Visit geico.com. A couple of two-time major champions, Zach Johnson and Martin Keimer, along with a guy who has been in the mix at several majors the last few years, Xander Schauffele, all have their hand on the lead at 5 under par. Brooks Koepka has finished 4th or better in each of his last 5 major starts, including the last 2 PGA championships. He's tied for 4th right now, 4 under par, 1 back. Jason Day, Bud Cauley, Scottie Scheffler also 4 under. Scheffler, in fact, in the clubhouse with a 66. Tiger Woods, 1 under, 4 back. Biggest question of the week is how will his surgically repaired back handle the cool conditions? Tiger's layered up wearing a blue sweater. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
Okay, another one of those updates at 2:46, and hopefully I can look at that clock and get it done the way we did on this one. Ben Simmons, Philadelphia 76er, kind of an enigma in his pro career. Now out indefinitely with a partially dislocated kneecap, which sounds brutally painful. 76ers in this little tournament don't appear to be going anywhere. The Grizzlies have completely gone poof. And Jack, the Lakers aren't getting a lot done. When I watch the Lakers, there's not enough scoring punch. Now, I know LeBron is going to ramp it up. And now that they've clinched the West, maybe there's a little bit of a... But you know what? what I'm seeing out there, they're no shoe-in.
Well, you're right, and they haven't looked great. Well, a lot of teams have looked a little rusty, but a championship-caliber team like the Lakers, you want to see more of. You want to see LeBron getting more active on offense. Well, he's kind of been passive. He's letting AD do all the heavy lifting on offense right now. Now LeBron's sitting out today's game with a groin issue. They have clinched, so it's more important to get these guys healthy into the playoffs. Their guard situation's very strange.
Oh, big time.
Avery Bradley opted out. He's a very important two-way player for them. He gets after it on defense, can contribute on the offensive end.
That looks like the loss they can't overcome.
No, they're going to struggle. So what they're going to need to do is have guards step up on the defensive side of the ball and get more production out of the stars on offense. So Alex Caruso's played well on defense. Kyle Kuzma's night and day difference on defense than the regular season. And they've made two of the most curious acquisitions, I think, of the season in the NBA. They bring in not only J.R. Smith, who everyone knows his struggles in the 2019 finals.
Oh, we remember.
And also Dion Waiters, who is a very, very interesting player. Now, he had an incident where he was released from the Heat, didn't really get a lot of playing time this year because they're trying to move younger. They're trying to, you know, get those younger guys more minutes and kind of put Dion Waiters on the back burner. Well, he's released. He can still score. Waiters Island is still habitable. And
it's still what?
Habitable? Is that a word?
In
Hubba-bubba. Hubba-bubba is the gum.
Wait a minute. That you can inhabit? Is that what you're saying?
Habitable.
Yes.
Habitable.
I know. Not first habitable. Of all, these are not words, okay?
It's a word.
No, this is a bunch of you all making up crap. Terry, side with me on
Terry's
this.
Terry's a writer. He knows the words habitable.
God. Habitable, right here.
No, you're saying it wrong, though.
Habitable.
Oh, God.
Terry, I mean, how do you say that word?
I mean, I know that we're here trying to, you know, entertain people with a radio show. But,
right.
You know, and I know that our audience is very smart, but we can't, you know, we can't be showing off, you know, 10-syllable words and
it's literally a
stretching
word.
Our vocabulary past where it needs to go.
It is a word.
Suitable or good enough to live in. Okay, anyways, Dion Waiters Island is looking good. How about
can't
that?
You just use a different
I
word?
I think y'all aren't giving our listeners enough credit for their intelligence, but either way.
Oh, you babbled a bunch of nonsense.
I think y'all came at me about my word. And
you babbled a bunch right. of nonsense.
You said the word. The word's right. It's just it's habitable, not habitable. Which is what you said. I'm just coming in. It's a correct word,
right.
Correct usage.
Y'all look,
way above.
Y'all look dumb now. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, BGA. BGA.
You
is
went
very
to Battleground
right
Academy
yeah.
for God's sake.
And it seems like I know words better than you, George.
We don't
My
ever
words
gong.
Are the best words.
We don't ever gong Battleground Academy.
It gets buttery over here. I've told you that.
And the other thing is, if you don't know how to say the word, don't use it.
Habitable.
Habitable. What in
we're
the,
still off here.
I don't think that Terry. How do you say that word?
Habitable. Whatever.
Habitable.
The same
that's the
y'all,
correct
y'all
way.
Y'all are nitpicking.
Habitable. I guess.
Look. Yeah, look. Like, older BGA doesn't know the vocabulary at all. Newer BGA doesn't know the pronunciation of correct words. So we're seeing a real trend for BGA.
All right, no, we're not.
Y'all suck.
No, we have what I would call an isolated incident.
Terry, where'd you go to school?
Whereas Pogi says, ignorant broke out.
So Terry and I, both Sumner County public school professionals, and we know how to use these words. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. I know that my diploma I earned. God only
earned,
knows how.
Earned.
God only knows how. Okay, a couple of other notes real quickly. Ray Lewis, Pro Football Hall of Famer, announcing that his sons will attend the University of Kentucky as football walk-ons. I think I'd tread very lightly around those two kids because if they're anything like their dad, woo, warriors.
Absolutely. You know, Ray Lewis didn't mess around during his career.
Yeah.
And, my guess is the apples won't fall far from the tree.
Terry, let's tell folks what it is we're about to be up to, because former Titans defensive line coach and a really good one, Jim Washburn, is going to join us. Kind of lay out what's going on here.
Well, unfortunately, I wish we had Wash owned under happier circumstances, but one of his former players, Josh Evans, who played on the Titans Super Bowl team in 1999, was a very valuable defensive lineman. He's going through a struggle right now, battling cancer, and I believe in his home of near Atlanta, Georgia. And Jim Washburn has reached out to him, been to see him a couple of times, and we're just going to get an update on where Josh is, and then we'll try to talk a little football with Wash.
Okay, so that's what's coming up after the break. 2:24 is the time. Don't forget, at 2:46, we'll have another of our award-winning PGA updates. So stick around. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get ready for another huge matchup in this shortened 2020 season as Braves baseball is back on the field and ready for a run.
Swung on, lifted into right field. Well hit. Eaton going back on the track at the wall. It's gone!
Tonight, it's the final game of the Braves homestand as they look for a crucial win against the Toronto Blue Jays at Truist Park in Atlanta.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
.227 is the time. We hope to be joined in a couple of moments by former Titans defensive line coach Jim Washburn, who, by the way, was a terrific coach. You talk about a guy that had a real impact, Terry, on some of those early teams that got the job done. Wash was a big reason.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He took guys, it didn't matter if the guy was a superstar like Javon Curse or if he was the last guy off the bench. If you played for Jim Washburn, he was the type of guy that would get everything you had out of you. And the results were there. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He took guys to levels that they never even believed that they could reach.
Let me update the scoreboard real quickly. There are three games going on right now. Minnesota and Vancouver in the NHL are scoreless at the end of one period. In Major League Baseball, the Twins lead in Pittsburgh 5-3. They're in the top of the sixth inning at PNC Park. And in the NBA, Sacramento, which is definitely improved, they lead New Orleans 119-103 at the end of the third period. And Jack, that's one of the things I'm noticing, is that some of these games have got some huge scores, which some people would say, well, they're not playing any defense. I'm not necessarily willing to go there. I think that as three-point shooters are able to extend deeper behind the three-point line, it means that you've got more of what you have to cover, and that's tough.
Yeah, it's hard to bring that intensity, too. I mean, you're in a completely new environment. It's no fans are there to give you the adrenaline, you know, that rush you need as well. So it's probably more difficult in the bubble to play defense than it is offense.
Okay, I'm told that a guy that Terry and I covered in the early going of the Titans, and who we both have a ton of respect for, is now on the line with us, and that's former Titans defensive lineman Jim Washburn, who joins us. Let's go ahead and bring him up. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, George. How are you and Terry?
We're doing good. I'm going to let Terry start this because he knows a lot more about where we're going than I do. I'll chime in a few minutes, but it is good to talk to you, and thanks for...
Thank you, George. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks for sharing the time. Terry, take it from there.
Wash, good to talk to you. I certainly wish it was under different circumstances, but... want to talk to you just a little bit about Josh Evans. I know that he's battling cancer and putting up a brave fight, and you and a lot of others, Steve Watterson and a lot of his former teammates have been chiming in and helping him and going different places. What can you tell us about where Josh is right now?
Well, I spent the day with him yesterday, and I took him to gave his mom, Beverly, a break. She's worn out. I took him to some wonderful cancer center in Noonan, Georgia, about 35 miles south of Atlanta. I took him to six appointments, I suppose, in the same building. You know, I left him at chemo. She took over, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, one of the doctors on the video thing, a Zoom meeting, he gave him some good numbers. But I just don't know. I mean, you know, you try to read through it all. He's lost, went from 182 to 167 in this last month. I mean, and he's not eating. And the nutritionist was in there, and she's asking all this stuff, and I just pulled off my mask and said, he's not eating. I mean, quit BSing around with all these terms and stuff. He's not eating. You know, and I got pissed. God, thanks. Just the medications he's on is staggering. They said, "Are you still taking this?" And he went, "No, because the insurance won't cover it, and it's thousands of dollars." It's just it's an effing mess. I mean, I'm not telling you anything. But I got an education yesterday. Shoot, I got so many friends with cancer now. I spend half my time praying and. They've got to take this medicine because of this reaction, this because of this, and it's just staggering. His hospital bill when he had his surgery to get the cancer out, $488,000. I mean, it's just mind-blowing for some ignorant guy like me. But anyway, I got a call from one of the players that says, "Hey, Wash, we went there to fire him up and everything, and now he's not eating. He's got this coat, this... player was crying. He says, "Wash, you got to get your ass back down there, son. You got to go. You got to get him." You know. So I went down, had a T-shirt made up. I'll send you a picture of a T-shirt. I wish some of the other teammates would get these T-shirts. They're sort of cool. A 91 strong. So I wore it yesterday. He just got to eat. But what they did is had all these super dangerous tumors right there in his around his esophagus and eating area, you know, and they had to blast him. He was getting chemo one day and radiation the next. I said, "How bad's chemo?" He went, "Bad, but it ain't nothing like the radiation." So anyway, just not eating. And so I'm, you know, kind of like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think he can make it. Jesus wants to. Jesus is still in the miracle business. And dadgum, it's staggering what he's gone through. I mean, I can't even. And millions of people are in the world going through this every day. We got friends that are doing it. So, anyways, woke, you know, woke me up. I don't know. I don't know. I just prayed Jesus to, you know, pulling through. I mean, you know, wow.
Amen. I mean, you know, I know, you know, just knowing Josh from his days here, he was a fighter, you know, and he was one of those guys that gave you everything he had. And, you know, and I know that I was telling George, you know, in the last segment that you coached a lot of different guys who were first-round picks like Javon Curse and Albert Hainsworth, and Kevin Carter, and Ndamukong Suh, guys with Hall of Fame talent. But another thing that you were able to do is you were able to get guys beyond that, the guys who were undrafted, so guys who've been cast offs, and Josh was kind of fit in that category, along with a Tony Brown or a Dave Ball. What was
Tony
it about
Brown
those guys that made them so special and made them work for you?
Josh was better than him.
Jim, will you say that again?
Tony Brown was incredible success story. We signed he and Dave Ball on the same Tuesday. We got wiped out, so they brought some guys in to work out Tuesday's players day off. I said, I'll take them both. They went, well, you know, Tony Brown said, not a year of football. I said, I don't care. I'll take them both. So Tony Brown, 2 weeks later, recovered a fumble, went for a touchdown, and Dave Ball ends up with 7 sacks. I mean, you know, so, but those all, but it's Tony Brown. I got nothing admiration for him, but Josh Evans is better. If Josh hadn't had that drug suspension in 2000, he'd have been a Pro Bowler.
Wow.
Eric Lindstrom or Eric somebody was the offensive right guard for the Rams in the Super Bowl. Every time that he looks at South Dakota State or something, every time he looks at the Super Bowl ring reflection, he has to see 91 space in Josh's face. So Josh wore his hat out. Look at the thing where the quarterback. What's the quarterback? Come on now,
Warner
in Super Bowl, huh?
Kurt Warner.
Warner.
Yeah, Warner's telephone to Dick Vermeil, who just texted me today and said, I can't finish the game. Well, it was really Josh. Josh was killing him. So anyway, Josh, if he'd have come back in 2000, hadn't got that drug suspension, I thought he was going to be a Pro Bowler. Jerry Walker, who's a Pro Bowler, I coached in the Pro Bowl, said Josh is a lot better than I am. I'm like, yeah, he's better than a bunch of people. But I don't know. He never made the excuse. He never said, the offense fumble. Now we got to go back out there. When the offense fumbled, Josh had his helmet and was running on the field before anything. He never made an excuse. He always blamed himself. Right now, he has a terrible image of himself because he let the team down, drug suspension, this and that. And I told him, screw all that, man. You're a great player. He said, Eddie George called me and told me that he used to draw inspiration for me on the sideline. I went, Josh, you were as good as here, but near either one. It's your position. You know, somebody said, I'll tell you what, scroll all the players I coached, and it says Josh Evans, and I go, stop.
Wow.
Stop it right there, Josh Evans. He's a bad man now. His childhood, he shared something with me yesterday, but outrageously shocking. He watched this event happen in his life at 8 years old. You can't hurt his feelings. He's different. I was ripping the new player. I ripped him so bad, I told Henry Ford to lock the door. I picked up that 2x4 I had in the corner of my room, and I said, if you don't run the ball, here's what I'm going to do. And I said, what's your son's name? And the player told me, son. I said, I hope he doesn't turn out to be like you. And it just about ensued on in the fight in the room, which is what I liked. And anyway, everybody left the room, and Josh is sitting there looking down. I said, what do you got, Josh? He went, Wash. And he's never even looked up. He said, if you ever, ever talk to me that way, I'll beat you blind. I went, Josh, that is exactly the reason I don't talk to you that way.
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Only because we're going to be up against a break in about 4 minutes. I'm going to ask Jim one question, and then I'm going to let Jack ask him one question.
That'll be good.
Jim, this is almost not fair because I could interview you from now until about 8 o'clock tonight. But if you were still in the business, how queasy would you be about coaching in the setting we're in right now with this virus?
None. Let me just tell you, I worked out 35 defensive linemen this year. I worked them out at either TSU or D1 in Franklin. And we sort of laid low for 3-4 weeks, but then we're right there doing hand-to-hand combat, and I'm doing it with them. Spits flying everywhere. I don't care. Some of the, you know, these guys are opting out of the season. We had a word for those guys. But we went right on. We stopped Derek Barnett. I told him we got to stay cool for about 3 weeks. He didn't want to stop. They kept coming to see me and kept paying me the money, and we kept going right on. So queasy, come on now.
Yeah.
If you're scared, say you're scared. Get a dog or something. I don't know. I'm going to coach. Let me tell you what. If those guys wanted to play bad enough that they come here and they fly on an airplane and the guy comes 5 times from Kansas City, he lives in Kansas City, plays for another team, and he's the only dude on the whole plane, and he keeps coming to see me, then you know what? I don't care. We work.
Jack, you never got the chance to cover Jim Washburn.
No.
But let me tell you, he was one of the real treats about this team coming here in the late 90s when none of us knew what to expect. And I've always said it was the best locker room I've ever covered in sports. And this guy was one of the reasons. So say hello to Jim Washburn.
Hey, Coach Washburn, how are you?
Hey, Jack, who are you?
tell him where you went to high school.
I'm just a 24-year-old.
Tell him where you went to high school.
That everyone seems to make fun of all the time. I went to BGA.
I didn't ask your age. Really?
That's correct.
That's my grandson. My grandson's going there.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's Luke big Washburn. Time. Go Wildcats.
Yeah.
I want to ask you kind of what George was alluding to, how the locker room and the culture was so different back when you were coaching with the Titans. Especially in those years 99 and the early 2000s with McNair and Eddie George. How could you compare that locker room, that type of culture then to what the Titans have now? I know they just came out of some dark years. But
I got no idea.
Okay.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Titans.
But you know how good they were back then.
Yeah, I mean, it was unusual. The first 2 years, especially, it was unusual. Then we sucked. You know, we had to pay the credit card off and lost all those players and purged, and then we came back and it was good again. But you know, to say that ever would be that group we had in '99 and 2000, it was good again. You know, it got really good again at 13 and when I'm sorry, 7 and 8. Right, it got really good again.
Yeah.
We had a great Detroit were good sometimes, Philly, Dolphins, but never like it was with the in 99 and 2000. No. Mm-mm.
Terry, close it out because we got to go to a break.
Wash, if somebody, is there any sort of GoFundMe or anything going on
to
raise money for Josh and
lady
what all he's going through?
Susan Delgado, she's got something. I'll text it for you. And, I'll give you all the information. Hey, do me a favor. Tell your listeners if they know anything about probably the greatest position coach that ever coached in the NFL is named Howard Mudd. Howard's maybe dying at this second in Seattle, Washington. He was in an awful, horrible motorcycle accident. And I don't know if he's going to make it or not. He and I became really close friends in the NFL, and just pray for Howard Mudd and Josh Evans.
That's a great way to end this. Jim, thank you for taking the time to share this.
Hey, thanks for remembering who I was.
Oh,
You made my day.
Wash, there is no way we could forget you.
Well, I'm glad.
Take care.
Thanks, bye. Wash.
He's one of the most unique people. Terry, how would you say this? There's not a coaching filter in Jim.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I tell you what, though. He's one of the most sincere and humble people to have as much success as he has had as a coach in the NFL. He's one of the most sincere, humble, down-to-earth men that you will ever find on an NFL sideline.
Jack, when he asked you, who are you?
Yeah, okay. Jim Washburn didn't gain a fan in me today.
Well, no, hold on a second, because let me tell you what the truth is. That's just the way he is. He doesn't mean that in a, who are you? It's just the way he is. I know early on, Terry, he had me kind of intimidated. Till we got in a room one day, and an hour later, we had spent talking football and talking life. It's just who he is.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's old school, you know. He is old school as it gets, and he's one of those guys that once he gets to know you, you're a friend for life.
Yeah.
That's a philosophical question, too. You know, that's a real deep one to just throw out there. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
But I knew if Jack told him he went song. To... right, but I knew if he told him that he went to BGA because he had, I believe, his wife taught there at one point.
Well, I'm glad I didn't get her.
Wow. Nice. Anyway.
What did the wife ask you? The wife didn't ask you anything.
Guilty by association.
No. Okay, let me update a couple of things real quickly. Vancouver and Minnesota have started the second period. They remain scoreless. I believe I'm right that they are 2-1 Vancouver in that series. I don't have it in front of me, but I think I'm right about that. Sacramento continues to lay it on New Orleans. New Orleans is another one I can't figure out. They're not playing Zion nearly the minutes that a lot of people thought. 132-115, make it 134-118, Sacramento with about 5 minutes left in that game. And in baseball, Minnesota leads in Pittsburgh 5-3, top half of the seventh inning. You'll notice that I have given no updates about the PGA golf tournament, which is going on out in San Francisco. In 5 seconds, the folks at Westwood One will tell you more. Listen closely.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 102nd PGA Championship. TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, the site of the first major of the season, interrupted by coronavirus. 24-year-old Texan Scotty Scheffler playing in his first career PGA Championship. He was not fazed this morning, shooting a 4-under-66.
I like the look of this golf course. I think it's really cool with the cypress trees and the thick rough. You know, the holes are shaped really nicely off the tee. I didn't really know what to expect as far as course setup, because there's some PGAs that are really challenging, like last year at Bethpage, and there's other ones where you can go pretty low, but adjusted to it fairly quickly and got rolling.
Yeah, Scheffler opened with back-to-back birdies. 4-under is one off the lead, held by Jason Day and Bud Cauley. Day, the PGA champ from 5 years ago, with a 5-under-65. Cauley is playing his 18th hole at the moment. Brooks Koepka, 4-under, one back. Tiger Woods is battling 2-under through 15. I'm Ted Emrick, Westwood One Sports.
Whatever you're looking for, find yourself playing golf. So you're looking to get outside? You've come to the right place. You're looking for something to do with friends? We've got your back. Looking for fun? Laughs? To stay in shape and socially distance? No problem. If you're looking to connect, to escape, to be the best version of you, just come out and play. Let's get back to golf. Visit wearegolf.org/backtogolf to learn more. That's back, number 2, golf.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, this will be a short final segment of the hour. Terry, Jack, kind of tell me what's going on the Vic Beasley watch. Terry, you start it.
Well, Vic has about 8 minutes to decide whether or not he is going to opt out for the 2020 season. Otherwise, the Titans would probably expect that he would show up at some point. So no word yet, and still no Vic. So who knows what's going on with this.
Jack, do you look for the league to ease up this deadline restriction?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous because new information seems to become available each day, and with coronavirus is very fluid. Terry, is no news good news right now?
Who knows? I mean, I guess, but, you know, to me, Vic Beasley is starting to look like, you know, a problem child in this locker room. And if you're the Titans, you know, you don't want that. If you're trying to take the next step and reach a Super Bowl, you don't need somebody acting out before he ever even gets here.
Okay, we'll wrap up hour number one after the break, and then Danny Evans will join us at 3.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
This is the George Blaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, here is a story that you're going to hear, I think, a lot over the next couple of weeks. As college football teams scramble for games and people are throwing out logistical issues, Tennessee Tech had a game scheduled at the University of Minnesota in the Big Ten that was going to be a big money game and help fund a lot of things going on around Tennessee Tech athletics. Well, that blew up when the Big Ten said no non-conference games. So now they have worked out a game against Southern Miss down in Hattiesburg on September the 19th. I just make note of that because be watching over the next 2 weeks. Scheduling changes are going to fly like crazy. Danny Evans is in the on-deck circle.